Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 17 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, September 10th, from aboard the Graf Zeppelin floating above the 1933 Century of Progress World's Fair in Chicago. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. As I said, it's 1933. Actually, it's not 1933. It's the year 2009. But we will be spinning some of the top records from 1933 and commemorating next week's musical birthdays and just generally having a grand time. For those of you planning to tune in late, stay tuned for the rebroadcast starting right after the live show. And as always, we do have, where is that? Oh boy, Mr. Organization. That would be me. Well, heck. Let's get right into this week's grocery song. This is R. Stevie Moore, Putting Up the Groceries. Okay, well, we're not going to hear that hinky-dinky jingle tonight because I don't have my eggs, my ducks, my chickens in a row. Got a last-minute request right before the show started from my pop, and I'm delighted to fill that for him. It's kind of a surprise because I didn't respond to the email. I'd also like to send this out to my friend Tate, who's listening in down in Wichita, Kansas tonight. He's kind of a jazz dude, and thought maybe he would enjoy this as much as the person who requested it. This is Sonny Rollins. How are things in Glockamora? Sonny Rollins from December 16th, 1956. And that's How Are Things in Glockamora. And that features Donald Byrd on trumpet. Of course, Sonny Rollins on tenor. Wynton Kelly on piano. Gene Ramey on bass. And the great Max Roach on drums. Today is Jose Feliciano's 64th birthday. And we'll kick off this week's birthday celebrations with a happy birthday to Jose. Pretty sure my dad was with me when we saw Mr. Feliciano perform live in Aspen, Colorado, years and years ago. That show stands out in my mind as being quite enjoyable. And this is a song that, if you know it at all, you probably know it from the version by Joe Cocker. It wasn't a big hit for Joe, but he put his stamp on it. This is Jose Feliciano from 1968 doing Hitchcock Railway.
Lift my mind, gonna testify to the crowds in line. Quick stop, good day, Hitchcock Railway. Hey, 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 yeah. Free fare, conductor's coming, free fare. We've been as gonna run it on time as the track, man, freight line. Jump on if you can. Quick stop, good day, Hitchcock Railway. Bye.
the crowds in line. Quick stop, good day, Hitchcock Railway. Hey, 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 yeah. Train, I go insane on that train. Yaga daga daga.
I mentioned that we're going to get through some 1933 hits. I'm going to try to work through the top three singles from 1933. This would be the third best-selling song. I'm not sure if that's true. Or the song that spent the third most weeks highest on the charts in 1933. This is Ray Noble and his orchestra featuring Al Boley singing Love Is the Sweetest Thing.
Happiness to everything as love goes for it. Love is the strangest thing. No song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love goes for it. Whatever hearts may desire, whatever life may send, this is a tale that never will tire. This is the song without end. Love is the strongest thing, the oldest, yet the latest thing I own. Hope that fate may bring love's story to you. Love is the sweetest thing. Thank you.
Know Funk 49 by the James Gang. Even if you don't know it by name, you'd know it if you heard it. But that was Funk number 48 by the James Gang, and that goes out to Mr. Joe Walsh, because he's from Wichita, and Tate's in Wichita, and I was thinking about Wichita, and that's the Wichita way. I'm informed that tomorrow is Tate's little girl's birthday, and Saturday is Tate's wife's birthday, and Saturday is also the birthday of country legend George Jones, and this may be George's greatest song.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall, went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. Dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. He placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
guess he told her the truth. He'd love her till the day he died. And he stopped loving her that day. Well, this is just a song. This is credited to Ray Charles, but Ray doesn't sing on this. This is his band, and this is the Raylettes singing, and I wish I knew which one of them was singing the lead vocal, but I don't. It's more research than I devoted to this. It's less than I should have.
Why can't I let you go?
What kind of man are you?
Oh, yeah, no matter how I try.
What kind of man are you?
Yeah, yeah. Why do you tell me lies?
I wanna know.
From wrong.
Cubs are now 11 and a half games out of first and 8.5 games back in the wild card race. They swept the Pirates in Pittsburgh this week, but honestly, I think you can put the 101st year without a world championship into the books. All that's left to feel good about is the change of ownership that's just around the corner and the fact that there are only a couple more of these Cub reports to get through this season. And that's this week's Cubs report. Well, as I mentioned, George Jones celebrates a birthday on September 12th, and on September 13th, we have a couple of birthdays to commemorate this week. The first of which is quite a popular band singer, pop singer from the 1940s that ultimately was overshadowed by people like Frank Sinatra and others. But, back then, in 1949, Dick Hames was still a pretty big deal. And I think this might have been Dick's biggest hit. This is Maybe It's Because.
Maybe it's because the kiss you gave me touched my heart and went right through. I can't tell you why, I only know that I fell helplessly in love with you.
Maybe it's because the song we danced to told a story old and new.
I can't figure out just why it came about or how I fell in love with you.
I could say you're grand and therefore I care for you so. But
the star I wished on made a certain wish come true. Or it just could be that you were meant for me, and maybe I was meant for you.
Maybe I could say you're grand.
But there is a why and wherefore, and I'd like to know.
Maybe it's because the star I wished on made a certain wish come true.
Or it just could be that you were meant for me, and maybe I was meant for you.
This cruel country has driven me down. Tease me in light, tease me in light. I've only sad stories to tell to this town. My dreams have withered and died. Once I was bending the tops of the trees, kind thoughts in my head, kind voices to hear. Then I took up with a girl from the west. They'd run and hide, they'd run and hide. Count 1 to 10 and she's gone like the rest. My dreams have withered and died. If I was a butterfly, live for a day, I could be free, just blowing away. Silver moon, sail up and silver moon, shine on the water so wide. water so wide. Slipped from the bed of a good friend of mine. My dreams have withered and died. Once I was bending the tops of the trees. Kind thoughts in my head, kind voices to hear. This cruel country has driven me down. Tease me in light, tease me in light. I've only sad stories to tell to this town. My dreams have withered and died. My dreams have withered and died. My dreams have withered and died.
That's Withered and Died, and that's Elvis Costello from the album Goodbye Cruel World, which I think is from about 1986, and that came out at a time where I was still buying Elvis's albums, but pretty much thought his best years had come and gone. But now in retrospect, there are some really fine songs on most of those records that I wasn't so in love with at the time, and I like that song. That's very nice. We have another birthday on September 13th. Not just Dick Hames, but that's also the Velvet Fog, Mel Torme's birthday. He was born in 1925, so he'd be, what, 84 if he were still with us. And this is Careless Hands from 1949. The Dick Hames was from 49. This was, I think, Mel's first big hit, Careless Hands.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. Held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. My heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. Careless hands that can't hold on to love. Talking about those hands that can't hold on to love. Never loving.
It's time to get back to 1933. And to hear the number two song of that year, it's, I didn't even know that Harold Arlen, the great songwriter, was a vocalist. But this is Leo Reisman and his orchestra featuring Harold Arlen. And it's kind of strange to think that the number two song of a year, from any year, was sung by somebody I didn't know sang. And this is their recording of Stormy Weather.
Thank you.
And that goes out to Representative Joe Wilson of South Carolina. I know those civil servants are working hard to get things done, and I do consider the laws I consider my favorites. And right now my favorite would be a good health reform bill, one that drove Joe Wilson right up the wall, frankly. That was Don't Worry About the Government by Talking Heads from their album Talking Heads 77, their debut album, an astonishing 32 years ago. I can hardly get my feeble mind around that. This next song is The Ballad of the Runaway Horse, sung by Jennifer Warnes from Rob Wasserman's album Duets. Rob Wasserman is a bass player of some renown, and he recorded an album of duets with various singers and instrumentalists, and hope you enjoy this as much as I do.
Say a prayer for the cowgirl. Her horse ran away, and she'll walk till she finds him, her darling, her stray. But the river's in flood, and the roads are awash, and the bridges break up in the panic of loss. And there's nothing to follow, nowhere to go. He's gone like the summer, gone like the snow. And the crickets are breaking her heart with their song as the day caves in and the night is all wrong. Did she dream? Was it he who went galloping past and bent down the fern, broke open the grass, and printed the mud with the well-hammered shoes that she nailed to his speed in the dreams of her youth? And although he goes grazing a minute away, she tracks him all night, she tracks him all day. Blind to his presence, except to compare her injury here with his punishment there. Then at home on a branch on the highest tree, a songbird sings out so suddenly. Ah, the sun is warm and the soft winds ride on a willow tree by the riverside. Ah, the world is sweet and the world is wide, and he's there where the light and the darkness divide. And the steam's coming off him, he's huge and he's shy, and he steps on the moon when he paws at the sky. And he comes to her hand, but he's not really tame. He longs to be lost, she longs for the same. And he'll bolt and he'll plunge through the first open pass to roll and to feed in the sweet mountain grass. Or he'll make a break for the high plateau where there's nothing above, oh, nothing below. It's time for their burden, the whip and the spur. Will she ride with him? Or will he ride with her? So she binds herself to her galloping steed, and he binds himself to the woman in need. And there is no space, just left and right, and there is no time, but there's day and night. And she leans on his neck and whispers low, "Whither thou goest, I will go." And they turn as one, and they head for the plain. No need for the whip, oh, no need for the rain. Now the clasp of this union, who fastens it tight? Who snaps it asunder the very next night? Some say it's him, some say it's her. Some say love's like smoke, beyond all repair. So my darling, just let it go by. That old silhouette on the great western sky, and I'll pick out a tune, and they'll move right along, and they're gone. They're gone like this song. Oh, la, la, la. Oh, la, 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 la.
If you tell me that you don't think that Leonard Cohen is a genius, I'll disagree with you. That, of course, was a Leonard Cohen song. And if you like listening to Jennifer Warnes sing Leonard Cohen songs, I highly recommend the album Famous Blue Raincoat, which is an entire album of just that. Don't have any birthdays to report for the 14th of the month, but for the 15th of September, while I don't have any songs to play by Roy Acuff or Bobby Short, the 15th is indeed their birthday. It's also the birthday of my better half, the reason I carry on, and the person I love most in the world, my wife Deanna. Happy birthday in advance. And we're getting close to time to wind things down on this episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. The one more birthday we're going to pay tribute to. On the 16th of the month, we have a couple of birthdays. One of them is the jazz guitarist Charlie Byrd, and the other one is the blues guitarist and vocalist B.B. King. B.B. King was born on September 16th in the year 1925. Interestingly enough, so was Charlie Byrd in 1925. These two guitar players were born on the same day. This is a 1967 track by BB. It's a Mean World. Somebody else. Well, we're going to wind things up tonight with a rather appropriate final track. This is the number one song from 1933, as promised. This is George Olsen and his orchestra, and this is indeed the last roundup.
Saddle old Pain for the last time and ride. So long, old pal, it's time your tears were dry. I'm a-heading for the last roundup. Get along, little doggy, get along. Get along, get along, little doggy, get along, get along, get along, little doggy, get along. I'm a heading for the last roundup to the faraway ranch of the boss in the sky, where the strays are counted and branded. There go I'm a-heading for the last roundup. Get along, little doggy, get along.
I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in again this week. We'll all meet back here next week for show number 18 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. And as always, stay tuned. Right after the closing theme, we'll start the overnight rebroadcast for anyone who tuned in late. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. A dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?